Good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Plugging Into the Source. Today I have a spoken poetry for you guys that I wrote about the first year that I was becoming a new Christian, that I was a new Christian. I wrote this on February 20th, 2018, so just a little over a year ago. I got saved when I was 22 years old. And it was the most life-changing thing of my life. It was crazy. It was right before I graduated college. It was April 8th that I got saved. It was, 2018, this man came to my church, and he started talking about how, you know, different things, like good intentions wasn't enough for us. And so God spoke to me in my heart. You know, the night before, he gave me a dream. Two nights before, he gave me a dream where I was back in high school. I was back where I lived in high school, and me and my friends were hanging out, and I was hanging out with them. And I got in a car, and after we were hanging out and stuff, and I started following this black motorcycle. And as I was, you know, as I was driving, I was following the black motorcycle. The black motorcycle did not stop at no stop signs. He did not stop at a red light, and he just wasn't stopping. And so I was like, in my dream, I was confused, but like in my mind I was, but in my dream, I was just following him. And then all of a sudden the bike in front of me turns white. It turns to a white color, and it starts to stop at stop signs. It starts to stop at stoplights, and it's careful. And when I woke up, it was kind of the realization of, you know, God telling me that, you know, you've been following the devil, and he is taking you down a path of destruction and death. And if you do not get off this path right now, you know, death and destruction, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I was on that path of destruction. I was on that path of death. But that Sunday, I was saved. You know, because it was kind of like God was just setting me up for me to come into his kingdom. And that Saturday, I had one of the most scariest dreams of my life. The devil was trying to scare me to stay in his graces, to stay with him. And it felt like somebody was choking me in real life. And I woke up in a panic. And the devil was trying to scare me to stay with him. But God was like, nope, don't worry. He has no control over that. He will not touch you. He was like, he has no control over that. Come to me. I am your savior. And, you know, even before, even when the devil was, you know, leading me down this path of destruction, God was always there for me. I mean, I've seen it plenty of times when I was out hanging out with friends, doing stupid stuff that I shouldn't have been doing, but I was doing because I was young and I'm be honest, I was having fun. That's how I felt. I was having fun. I was young and having fun with my friends. And he was like, that has to stop. You're not young anymore. You are growing into a young woman, and it's time for you to walk away from your old ways. And so I woke up from that really bad dream, and God was like, I still got you. I'm still protecting you. No matter, even if you're on this path with the devil, the people who prayed for you, y'all should praise God for the ancestors, because my grandmother prayed for me. My mother prayed for me. That is what kept me protected for what destruction the devil had for me. And so I'm so grateful for my grandmother and my mom and all my ancestors before them, because of their prayers, because of what they did, I was continuously protected even when I was outside of God's graces. And so God, that's pretty much what God showed me. He was like, even in that darkness that you were in, I'm still protecting you. And so on Sunday, when I went to church, the man preached, and it was a beautiful sermon. He talked about good, like good intentions and everything, and that's not enough. But he also talked about how, you know, God knows we're not perfect, and as long as we continue to come back to him and repent and continue to try to strive to be more like Jesus, and even though we might have a misstep, as long as we continue to strive and continue to ask for his forgiveness, we can continue to grow in him. And I think I didn't really understand that before. I felt like before then, in order to be a Christian, I had to be perfect, you know, I had to do everything right and stuff like that, because that was the picture of a Christian. Like, even if a pastor did one thing wrong, he was ridiculed so badly. And that scared me, you know, just, he's the pastor, he's the big one. And like, if I came out and was like, I believe in God and da 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 da, and then like people look at me and the things I was doing, they would be like, oh, you're not a Christian, you can't be a Christian with what you're doing. And so that's how it felt. But he was like, yeah, you may still be in your old ways, but as you continue to step, take one step at a time to do better, God is there with you. And so I gave my life to God on April 8th, 2018. And I've been on this ride of sobriety ever since, for my old life. And so this is when I wrote this poem on February 28th, 2018. It was a little, it was almost a year until me becoming a new Christian. And I was just having trouble, and I was, you know, going back to my old ways, as a lot of new Christians do in their first year. I kept going back to my old ways, and God, you know, I sat down, I was like, I have to stop doing this. Like, I have to stop going to my old ways. It's not helping me. It is hindering me from what the greatness that God has for me. And so I sat down, and God gave me this poem. He put this poem inside my heart. And it was just amazing, because on that day, you know, the devil was making me feel ashamed in every way, in every way possible. And I was like, oh, I cannot go back to God again after, you know, going back to my old life for like the umpteenth time in my first year of being with him. And, you know, and God was like, it's fine. It's okay. You continue to repent. You continue to come back to me, no matter what. And so he gave me this poem, and I want to share it with you guys, because I feel like it can change whoever is in whatever stage they are in their Christianity. This can just help you in the same way it helped me, which was to always come back to God, no matter what I felt like I was doing, going back to my old life and doing, you know. And so it is called Addicted to My Old Life, and here it is. So, they say the first year of sobriety is the hardest. The possibility of relapse, true. I've done it so many times this year, I just couldn't walk away from the old life I knew. Is it bad? Yes. And yet, I still went back. And every time I regretted it, ashamed. So I stand here before you and say, I am 13 days sober and I plan this day. Do I turn back? No. Because the God I serve will always embrace me. He will always catch me when I fall. So my sobriety is here to stay. He is my greatest blessing. He is my destiny. So bye-bye to my old life. It's time to embrace the new me. And so, yes, like I said, I wrote this a little over a year ago. And every time I read it, every time I go back to it, I just think of, you know, my whole life is always going to be there trying to call me back. And as I continue to walk in God, it's going to be easier to continue to walk away from it. And this poem gives me that spark to continue to walk away from it, continue to stay in my sobriety with Jesus, continue to be with him through everything that goes on in my life. No matter how dark it gets or how dark it feels, I know that he's always there. And so I just Sometimes I just read it when I do want to go back to my old life, and I read it and I'm like, nope, can't do it. I'm going to stay on this. We're going to continue to strive to be more like God. We're going to continue to do better. And so I hope it inspires somebody else out there who is struggling on this path with God and on this path with Jesus Christ, and to be more like Jesus Christ as he walked on earth like we do. I just want you to know you're not alone. There's other Christians like you who are going through the same thing that you are, and you're not alone in this. So I pray that this helps you, that it brings a fire in your belly for you to want to continue to be on the path that God set you on. So I pray that in God's Son, Jesus' name. And I thank you all for listening. I pray that you guys are all doing well and doing being safe. And I pray you guys have a happy Sunday and a happy week. It's going to be a week of change for all of us. It's going to be a week of greatness. And so I love you all. I'll talk to you soon. Plug into the source.